This programme was made with the support of Sound and Vision, Broadcasting Funding Scheme, a BCI initiative.
This is Bunratty Masonettes, a documentary series on the history of the Masonettes on Bunratty Road. Constructed in the 1960s, the Masonettes are currently undergoing redevelopment. In this five-part series, we'll be talking to some residents past and present and members of the Residents Association who share their experiences of life in the Masonettes with us. We'll also be talking to local councillors and also the Area Housing Manager with Dublin City Council. In part four of this series, Noel McGuinness speaks to local councillor Sean Paulmahan of Fianna Fáil and Larry O'Toole of Sinn Féin. The councillors discuss their support for and involvement in the redevelopment of the Masonettes.
Well, I reckon it could have been 14 or 15 years ago, I remember, long before I was a councillor, sitting down with a group of people who lived in the Masonettes at the time. Some of them still live there. And, you know, we came up with a kind of an idea that the Masonettes could be refurbished and, you know, with a bit of a design that could make them more, you know, a nicer place for people to live. Mm-hmm. So, like, after, you know, that went on for a long, long time, obviously. Mm-hmm. Approach was made to the City Council. The City Council were positive about it. Obviously, they had to do their own design. I think there were a few different designs brought in, mm-hmm. a few different attempts. And then maybe 4 or 5 years ago, you know, we're still kind of plodding along more so than are we moving? We didn't think so. Three local councillors here, myself, Sean Paul Mann, who was with his studio here, and Paddy Book. We sat down one day, actually, I think in this building, and we said that, you know, we need to push this. Push it in a way that let the City Council management know that we're behind this, we want this done. Mm-hmm. So we approached who was then the Assistant City Manager, Brendan Kenny, and we said, Brendan, you have a design ready there. We want this to go ahead. The people who live around here want it to go ahead, and you have our full backing, cross-party backing. Mm-hmm. And Brendan took the ball up and ran with it. Mm-hmm. And he has since acknowledged. I remember the day of the demolition of the first block, he spoke to the three of us and he said, you know, he gave me the impetus and, you know, freed up the thing for this to, mm-hmm. to start going ahead. So it was an example of three local representatives working together for the good of the community.
Just to ask you, Sean, yeah. the three different parties involved in it.
The party system, we're all local people, mm-hmm. and we all wanted the best. We wanted to reassure Brendan Kenny at the time, like, you know, we wanted to reassure him that, like, there is massive support for this. If you know what I mean. So many families have gone through the Masonettes over the years, and they're all back living within the community that we, and you probably found that from your interviews over the last few weeks.
Was that part of the deal?
No, well, when I say, no, you see, there were, The Masonettes always had a transient population. Mm-hmm. It never settled down as a settled community, and that's what we want to bring back to this area. Is a settled community, that somebody doesn't get an apartment or a house over there, and the day after they move in, they want to get out. That's not good for any community. And there is a great community, as you know, in the Coolock area. We just had this blip. We had the Masonettes and it wasn't working. And I don't think it ever worked. Well, maybe the initial few years it worked, mm-hmm. because there was housing for people. They went into the Masonettes, but they knew there was plenty of local authority housing for them to transfer into. Mm-hmm. But as time went on, it was a kind of throw them in there and they'd be there for, as you know, people can't go on the transfer list, mm-hmm. for 2 years. The people are, I mean, the general public are delighted with that, the Masonettes, that this is happening, and they're excited. The general public in this area are excited about a number of projects, and including the Northside redevelopment, and that would mean that the end of the Cromcastle Court flats. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all in. You know, and they're looking for progress. They're looking for, and people want people want their neighbours to be in living in good conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And what we had in the Masonettes was we didn't have good conditions, mm-hmm. and nobody at this day and age. And as local councillors, we were aware is every week at our clinics we'd have somebody in from the Masonettes. Week after we'd all have number of clients, and I wouldn't say number, I'd say tens and twenties of clients,
mm-hmm.
Into our clinics, and we had a job to do. We pushed it on. We didn't want the council. There was an attempt a few years. Larry said it's gone on 15 years. There was a plan about 7 or 8 years ago, which didn't take off. And this plan, they came back again. They consulted with all the residents and they consulted with the kids in the area of exactly what they'd like in this community. Unfortunately, they were consulted, and a lot of these people have moved on to their housing. So, but massive consultation took place, and we've nobody coming on. We've nobody onto us giving out of what's. Mm-hmm. What's happening over there at the moment, which is great.
Can I ask you, it's been hands on for you all on the council then from the word go, has it, Larry?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, Noel, I want to look at the refurbishment of the Masonettes and this area in the kind of holistic way of the area. Sean Paul mentioned it there. You know, we're looking at hopefully, you know, in 5-10 years time that there would be a total new image here. The Masonettes, which will be completed, people living in them there, people who will stay there. We have the whole shopping centre been redeveloped, mm-hmm. which it badly needs, and also the housing on the Kilmore West side, the Crum Castle Court,
mm-hmm.
Will have been replaced. Now, that's you take that in its totality. That's a huge regeneration for this area. You know, they're talking about regeneration programs in other parts of the city and the country. That's massive. Now, as Sean Paul said there, the support for all that is practically 100%. Because people want to see, you know, they want to see positive change in the area. We're coming to the crunch now as regards Northside Shopping Centre. Unfortunately, there is still one objection to it, regrettably by a public representative.
Mm-hmm.
I say regrettably. I would have to, you know, ask, what is that about?
Mm-hmm.
Is it about stopping progress? Because there will be employment gained from this during construction.
And there was none of that.
And follow on. Now, I question anyone who would try and hold up a big development in the area.
And there was none of that in the course of any of the refurbishment or the plans for.
No, there were people. Obviously, that came to us with concerns. The city council sat down with not just the people who lived in the Masonettes,
mm-hmm.
but the people who lived adjoining it, people who lived across in the estate across the road. I remember with the other councillors being at meetings where dozens of people came across from the far side of the Oscar Traynor Road because they had a valid reason to be interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was in their neighbourhood. But at the end of the day, the overriding view was that the Masonettes had failed. They had become something that no one could stand over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Open stairs, all kinds of antisocial behaviour. A lot of people with no, you know, the communal front doors in most cases were, mm-hmm. were not working, were wide open. So public representatives, city council and the rest of the community felt, we can't, you know, it's not right, it's not just, it's not fair, and it does nothing for this area to have that kind of blot, let's say, on the landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Masonettes, as you can look out the window here, the Masonettes are moving on. We're in the first phase is going very well. Pushing on down towards the shopping centre. And then you can imagine the shopping centre being revamped, Crum Castle, a whole new traffic flow, some new bus services and all of that. And that's a major boost for this area. Major boost.
So as you were saying, I'll just move back to you, Sean. As you were saying earlier on, initially, like the Masonettes when you were built, you were sort of a a transient home for people, and then when they start to have families, hopefully that they would move on to other areas and get houses. But because the housing went stagnant for a while, and that's what caused the problem. So what I said earlier on, that the great thing about this is that people who are actually living there now are moving back in. It's a great system that they have where the people that, the way they're going to move them along, but there's nobody moving out of where they lived.
In the Masonettes?
Yeah.
Well, a number of people that have...
I know people have gone, but I'm just saying that the people that are there now, and maybe some that have left, will be all coming back to where they, where some of the children grew up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, people have been moved temporarily up to phase two, mm-hmm. and they'd be going back to phase one. Mm-hmm. You know, I think some of them already know what apartments and houses that they've been allocated at mm-hmm. this stage. But I mean, it's going to see a community being settled. As you know, they're not all going to be social houses. There's going to be an element of affordable mm-hmm. houses in it, and that's exactly what we want. We need mixed uses in everything. But one of the things that Larry said, which is when the consultation, one of the things that kept coming back, was they all wanted their own front door. And this development would give everybody their own front door. They don't have to go through a hallway with four doors anymore. Mm-hmm. But that's time after time, people come, we want our own front door.
Finally, I'm going to ask both of you, and do you see, when you walk around now among the, and talk to the people, both who are going into them and going to be going into them, and all former residents, and what's the spirit like around? What sort of sense of spirit do you get?
No, it's very good. Now, you know, I qualify that by saying, as you're in any construction work, you know, people are, you know, there's a certain upset of their daily life, you know, mm-hmm. builders and one kind of thing. And I would have contact, I'm sure Sean Paul would also, with people who, you know, would be saying, well, look, it cannot be done about this while this is going on. And also, there are a few little things to be tweaked about people moving, say, from their block they have been living in for years into a different block and mm-hmm. a different kind of an apartment. The council and ourselves, we're dealing with that very much on an individual basis. Mm-hmm. But they're the things that, you know, that will happen when you have a major redevelopment. You know, there are slots to be filled in all along. You know, I'm dealing with a couple of clients who, you know, are concerned about moving from their original block and what kind of new apartment will they have and all that. Mm-hmm. But that'll all have to be worked on. But that's only minuscule compared to what we're doing here, mm-hmm. the whole refurbishment of it.
I think, you know, week after week, both myself and Larry hold clinics within the area. You now have people coming to your clinic that are housing cases, and they're asking, would you put a ward in for us for the Masonettes,
yeah.
the refurbishment? And in the past, if you had told them, look, there's a flat or apartment in the Masonettes, they'd don't want to go near the Mason. But now, as things are progressing, you know, the word is out there, these are, and they're good size apartments, they're good size houses, you know, they haven't skimped, and you know, people are wanting to move in. People, you know, they're looking to be part of that community, which is brilliant.
You have been listening to part 4 of a 5-part documentary series on the Bunratty Masonettes. Coming up in the 5th and final part of the series, Noel McGuinness will be speaking to John Egan, the Area Housing Manager with Dublin City Council.
This programme was made with the support of Sound and Vision, Broadcasting Funding Scheme, a BCI initiative.